Padre Domenico Dacchese was born Emidio Petraca on March the 27th, 1905 to Caterina and Giovanni Petraca in the small village of Chese in the Abruzzo region of Italia. At the young age of 4, Emidio was diagnosed with infantile paralysis and was at the time an only child. His mother, Caterina, took the young child to the local church and desperately prayed to Mary, the Mother of God, placing him on the altar dedicated to her. Suddenly, Emidio began to move his legs. He was miraculously cured. In 1915, at the age of 9, Emidio predicted that an earthquake would occur shortly in the region. However, no one listened to him. On the following day, January the 13th, 1915, a catastrophic 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck the Abruzzo region, killing 30,000 people, including his two younger sisters, Elisa, age 3, and Loretta, age 1. His mother, Caterina, was saved by a beam in the family home. However, Emidio and his father, Giovanni, were buried beneath the rubble of the collapsed church until a stranger pulled him out. It was not until many years later that Emidio would see the face of that stranger again. At the age of 12, Emidio wanted to become a Capuchin. Emidio joined the Capuchins in Avezzano at the age of 16 on November the 3rd, 1921. Upon entering the novitiate in Penne in 1922, Emidio chose the name Fraya Domenico. Soon after, while studying philosophy and theology in L'Aquila, he was sent to Florence for his military service to be trained as a paramedic. On April the 8th, 1928, Fraya Domenico made his perpetual profession. And again, on October the 1st, 1931, he repeated this perpetual profession. On October the 11th, 1931, the feast of the Divine Motherhood of Mary, he received his priestly ordination at the Cathedral of Sulmona by Bishop Nicolas Lezzoni. On October the 3rd, 1940, Padre Domenico was called into military service and sent to various locations. Before embarking on his military service, Padre Domenico wanted to visit with Padre Pio. So on November the 19th through the 23rd, he stayed in San Giovanni Rotondo. When Padre Pio saw him, he said, "Finally, I have the honor to see a military chaplain with the cassock." Also at that time, Padre Pio brought up the stigmata, acknowledging that while Padre Pio's were visible, Padre Domenico's were hidden, as told by Padre Domenico himself. On October the 18th, 1941, while Padre Domenico was praying the rosary in the office in the presence of Mr. and Mrs. Basso, the holy wounds of his crucifix began to bleed. Padre Domenico endured numerous trials. In October of 1941, he wrote to his provincial of his extremely high fevers, migraines, swollen legs, opened wounds on his feet, and lack of sleep, among other physical complaints. Later, he suffered the envy and jealousy of some of his brothers for his radicalism, but he offered all for Jesus to save souls. He was sent to Luco de Marsi, Trasacco, Campli, Caramanico Terme, before finally being transferred to Manopello, places in which he had many spiritual children who came to him for his counseling and blessing, as he was known also for his spiritual gifts, including reading souls. Padre Pio used to tell his pilgrims, "Why do you not go to Padre Domenico in the Abruzzi and save the trip? He is just like me." As more and more people flocked to Padre Domenico for confession and guidance, the more envy this created within his brothers, causing him much suffering. In this period, he had written an essay titled All for Jesus, which sums up his life. He fasted from eating meat and had requested to deprive himself from eating dinner for the rest of his life to his provincial for the praise and glory of Jesus Christ. Miracles were already being attributed to Padre Domenico's intercession. In 1966, Padre Domenico arrived in Manopello. Upon his arrival, Padre Enrico Carusi took him to see the Volto Santo, which is the Holy Face, for the first time. Padre Domenico remained silent. It was at that moment that he recognized the face as the stranger that had saved him from the rubble of the church in Chese in the aftermath of the 1915 earthquake. From that point on, Padre Domenico did all he could to understand this most precious relic, made from delicate sea byssus woven into a cloth, completely transparent, yet with the image of our Lord eyes opened, and facial wounds in a state of healing. His research began, as did his comparison to the Shroud of Turin. Both featured the image of a man, one living and one dead. He worked tirelessly teaching that. In the Volto Santo, we see the risen Lord. He even wrote leaflets which were translated into several languages. The Shroud of Turin was on exhibition in 1978. Padre Domenico had to see it for himself. Now, Padre Domenico eventually became the first apostle of the Volto Santo. And in this capacity, he also led pilgrimage tours of the shrine in Manopello. It was during one of these tours in 1968 that he reportedly bilocated. Witnesses confirmed that he led the tour, but he was also seen by multiple witnesses at the very same time, attending the funeral of Padre Pio himself at San Giovanni Rotondo, 2.5 hours away by car. Now, this very video here is proof of the alleged bilocation. As predicted by Padre Domenico himself, he was struck by a speeding Fiat 500 in Turin on the evening of September the 13th, 1978, after spending time before the shroud. He was knocked to the ground, and it hit his head on a curb. Padre Domenico forgave the driver of the car, and around 10:30 p.m. on September the 17th, he passed away peacefully. Servant of God, Padre Domenico, pray for us.